judges here. So I think we'll go back to item two, so if you want to read that.
Item two from the chief judge, providing an informational verbal report regarding county judicial facilities. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
You can sit in the green chair there, that's
fine.
I
think Willie's chair.
And the other thing to just let you know is we handed out just before the meeting this document that you had provided to us.
Thank you. First, sorry I wasn't here at 3. I got some misinformation somewhere. I thought the meeting started at 3:30, so I apologize for my non-appearance. And very briefly, I'm happy to take any questions. If you haven't been in the safety building next door, I invite you to go over there and walk around the safety building, and you'll know what I'm talking about. Any of you that have worked in the county for a long time know what a deplorable shape that building is in. And if you've been on the county board for a long time, you know how much money the county is pouring into that building on a regular basis to try and keep it open. And yet it's probably the most underutilized from a square footage standpoint building in the county in terms of unusable space or space that can't be rehabilitated in any reasonable manner. And that was borne out by the study that the county did by CBRE, if I have the title of the company correct. The facility in Wauwatosa is in much better shape physically, and if that were the only issue, I think I'd be hard-pressed to come here and say, well, you got to do something there. But I think there are a lot of other issues with respect to the location of that building that cause a great deal of difficulty for Milwaukee County residents who go out there on a regular basis. So I'll talk first about Children's Court and then a little more about the safety building, all of which were the genesis for this resolution from the county board. And by the way, I graduated from law school 38 years ago, and one of my first jobs was working as an assistant district attorney in the safety building. And when I started there, Mike McCann told me what a, you know, how bad the shape the building was in. That was 38 years ago, and I can assure you it hasn't gotten much better other than in a few places where the county has put some nice band-aids on certain parts of the building. So Children's Court, when it was built in the 60s, the thought was if you, you know, got these juvenile delinquents, as we referred to them then, and the kinds of trouble they were getting into, got them away from downtown Milwaukee and out to this pastoral setting in Wauwatosa, we could work with them and fix them, and it seemed to fit the times. It no longer fits the times. And now for the average family whose child is out there either as a CHIPS case or a delinquency case, it can be as many as 3 bus rides to get out there. So it's no surprise when you have a mom with little kids who's got a child out of Children's Court, the thought of taking 3 bus rides to get out to Children's Court to attend a hearing for her child who's in trouble for something is just too daunting, and they don't show up. And the message to the child is understandably one of nobody cares about me. So it's a real problem. It's very difficult to get out there. That was before they started doing the zoo interchange. And I know, Supervisor Cullen, you live in that area. You know what it's like out there. It's impossible to get there right now. But this predates the zoo interchange work. It's a very difficult location. So it just doesn't fit the function and the mission of Children's Court. I suspect, I've never had a conversation with the mayor of Wauwatosa, but I suspect that she would be just as happy to have Children's Court somewhere other than in Wauwatosa. But it is just not consistent with what we're trying to do out there. It would make a lot more sense if we had that court downtown. A lot of the cases that are out there have co-occurring cases in adult court or in family court, so it makes it very difficult to coordinate what's going on between those cases when we have one out there, another case down here. The father, for example, might be in custody down here but needs to be out in Children's Court. That requires the Sheriff's Department to transport them out there at some additional cost and risk, so it's just not a good fit. With respect to the safety building and the problems out there, it rarely a day goes by that I don't call facilities and say, what's going on with the elevators in the safety building? The other day, we had 3 of the 4 main public elevators were down for more than 2 days. which was extremely problematic in getting people, especially people with disabilities, up to the various courtrooms. On the second floor, the heating, well, it was a very hot week, and the HVAC system was pumping out hot air. It was about 85 degrees in one of the courtrooms and climbing. When they disconnected the thermostats, it was spewing water and oil into the room. So that's just a couple of examples of what happens on a regular basis there. And I'm not blaming facilities. They do, the people there, they do as good a job as they can of running around trying to fix problems as they happen. But I know there are lots of other projects going on over there that I don't know anything about, where they're trying to keep the building afloat, as it were. For as long as I've been here, there have been studies done of the safety building and what should be done to replace it. It is the model that we use in this building and in this complex is antiquated and dangerous. Come up to my floor, or my offices, I should say, not my floor, the sixth floor. We have a lot of criminal courts up there. It is not unusual to see chain gangs of people charged with murder, sexual assault, armed robbery, being walked down the middle of the public hallway by a couple of deputies, right between crowds of family members, associates, friends, victims, witnesses, co-defendants. It is, I mean, I don't care who you talk to. You can bring in the U.S. Marshals Service that does security audits for facilities. They've done one in this building. It's not a question of if we're going to have a tragedy or something terrible happen in this building. It's only a question of when. That's not my hyperbole. That's in the words of the U.S. Marshals Service that audited what we're doing in this building. It is not the best practice by a long shot. We've been talking about this for decades, about replacing the safety building. It is way past time to do that. We have a perfect storm or a perfect constellation of events that would allow us to do that and accomplish several things. And it's what this resolution speaks to. Consolidate the operations at Children's Court down here. Build a new criminal courts building over 9th Street is the best plan I've seen. Move all the criminal courts out of this building into a new criminal courts building that's designed to have a track or a route for people in custody, one for the public and one for county employees and judicial officers. It keeps those three groups of people separate. Dane County is a perfect example. When you can go to any new courthouse built in Wisconsin, you'll see that kind of traffic pattern. And then you could also bring children's court facilities down here and consolidate those in this building. You could then tear down the safety building and build a building that could, I mean, there are a lot of options. One would be to build some sort of an office building there that would house county offices as well as, you know, court administrative offices. I don't have any set criteria in mind for that building, but you could move some, you could consolidate other county operations that are off-site into that building as well as operations that are in this building, making room for Children's Court down here or in that building. You get a lot of options there. But I think it's time to do it. Do I wish we had more money to do it? Sure. But we're never going to have all the money we need to do it. But it seems to me that the county is just throwing good money after bad to try and keep the safety building open. And it's, you know, I know Milwaukee, I'm from Milwaukee. I've lived here all my life. I know how difficult it is sometimes for people in charge of things in the county to make a decision to do something. And I don't mean just county government. I mean business leaders and community leaders. We're slow to act in this county. It's in our DNA, I guess. But I think it's high time that we do something with respect to these facilities here, because we're not making best use of this space. So, thank you for listening. I'm happy to answer any questions, but the MBA is fully in support of this, and we're reaching out to other community business leaders as well, and I think we find a lot of support in the community if you worked in this direction.
And he had asked to speak before us and come before us, and I wanted to honor that request that he has here. And I wanted to kind of make it, you know, departments will be presenting the next time, too, about various issues. But I wanted to have us keep it in mind regarding when we start looking at the projects that are within here that are being requested. Now, one of the other things that's happening outside of this committee is kind of the facilities planning group. I think that Don Tyler is, I think he's been reporting on to people, I think to the Transportation and Public Works Committee and to others about his planning regarding that. And I think would be helpful maybe to the committee is to have at least hear from him. Because as I said, some of the very large projects are not part of here because they're not approved policy-related items. But at least if this committee could hear what some of those projects are that they are thinking about doing. And do you know, Vince, if some of the items in here, you know, courts are addressing some of the immediate needs? Or I know there's the very large issue, but are there items that
for 2015, I know that it's kind of status quo in terms of addressing type needs that have already been in the plan. Not anything related to the safety building, which is large projects that there's the city campuses.
Right. No, but I don't know, and I guess that's the one thing that I would request. It's probably, as you're correct, it's a longer-term decision that people are making, but at least the discussion is beginning now with the facilities group as they're trying to determine where to bring everybody, and we need to be cognizant of that. But the other thing that I'm thinking, that I'm asking is if, you know, you brought up the issue of the elevators and the other things, and not to make continuing investments in the item, but just to make sure that the plans that we're receiving as a committee is addressing some of those very immediate issues and that they're included in that. Because I'm assuming that the courts was given a target. So, but that's the item I'd ask. Mayor? No? So that's the thing that I would ask is that look through those items and maybe Pam or Justin can make sure you get them the list of what's been requested right now for those areas. But I appreciate you coming and talking.
Thank you.
Anybody else have any other questions?
And Walt also agrees with you because of the reasons you stated.
I've had conversations with your predecessor, and so I was fairly confident when I made that statement that that would be your position. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The only other item I think we have is item 7, which is future meetings. You wanted to, I don't know if you have